from one very polite fella to somebody who's not polite at all.
Let's talk about tech, baby.
What do you mean? I always tell you when it would be rude not to buy something. I'm the epitome of politeness, if I say so myself.
I'm fine. I'm just going to tell you how rubbish my producer is.
Oh, okay.
Just Ella hasn't bothered to do anything for you here. She says, we normally do this on a Thursday. And I'm like, Ella, it is Thursday. You know the bank holiday. Did it mess you up a bit, Fevzy?
No, I worked all the way through, so...
Oh, you're just in that mood. Right, okay. This is Fevzy.
Hey,
let's do it
properly. I was stalking you today. I was about 2 minutes from your office on your floor today.
Oh, who were you two-timing me with?
I was doing BBC breakfast, but I was out the building by 7:30 in the morning.
You should have hung around. That's not a long time to wait. Did you not hear what our reporter just said there? Suddenly saying you could use today's ticket tomorrow, which means you've got to find somewhere to sleep so that you get to... I thought that was hilarious, but then I get told off for laughing at serious news things. Fevzy Turkamp is the editor of GadgetDetective.com, the host of Gadget Detective Podcast, and he doesn't and will not proceed until I say that. Here now to discuss the latest tech news. Now, Ola isn't here, but Paul has just, it isn't a whisper, he has grudgingly moaned in my ear, he's emptied my pockets twice this month already. So you are a good person, because we do like it. Now, let's get on with it, because we've already been told about time. Okay. I am hearing, let's see how good you are, that they had queues and crowds of people assembled to watch the very first one.
Oh, the drone delivery by Amazon.
You're very good, aren't you? Anybody with it, you knew what you were talking about.
Almost like it was prepared.
Yeah. So tell me how it works.
So the Civil Aviation Authority has allowed a number of organisations to trial commercial drone flights. So it's not just Amazon. The NHS is trialling it to deliver blood supplies, Royal Mail using it to send packages to places like Orkney. But Amazon in Darlington, in County Durham, is using it to deliver packages up to 2.3 kilograms packages up to 7.5 miles from their fulfillment centre in Darlington. And I think they say you get it within 2 hours, but I think that will probably come down to about 1 hour and maybe less if you're closer. So one of these drones, they weigh heavy, right? They're big things. They weigh about 36 kilograms without the package, and then you can add another 2 and a bit kilos to that. So they're big things. They fly themselves. They're completely autonomous. Part of the conditions of the test is that they have to have a person sort of watching it, as it were, on their screens. But they are autonomous. They use GPS to navigate, but they have cameras, and they're meant to be able to avoid collisions. So...
Didn't they say that about the driverless car that turned into a crime scene a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah, well, you know, these are trials and they have had accidents. I mean, two of these drones crashed into each other in the States. One of them hit a building.
So my parcel was late.
One of them was in rain and thought it was on the ground, so it turned off its propellers. But I believe that they're getting there, you know. And this is, you know, you look at the early days of cars, for goodness sake, and remember? Well, you don't remember, but...
No, how do I remember? What do you think I am?
You don't really want me to tell you
to
that.
I don't.
It's quite interesting. It's not going to replace all deliveries, obviously, because there's a weight limit to it, but... For certain things, you know, if you need medications in a hurry, you know, or you need a charger because your phone's about to die or something like that, you know, you need baby supplies. There's certain things that you could really do with being delivered quickly, or you're preparing a meal and you've just forgotten one ingredient or something like that. You know, a fast drone delivery is great. These drones, they don't land to deliver. They hover, when they arrive, they hover at 13 feet above the ground. I think it's because they think people are going to steal them or vandalise them. They don't want to land them. But they hover 13 feet from the ground, and then they drop the package 13 feet. So they've had to redesign their packaging to survive. I understand it can now survive Royal Mail as well. So you can drop it from a distance. And they
can I not ask it to leave it at the side of the hearse or behind the bin?
No. No, it needs, you need to have like a garden or a yard area where you can take a delivery. But it's quite clever. It uses the cameras to make sure, to avoid power lines, trees. It watches for pets as well, so it shouldn't drop it on top of your pet. So I think it remains to be seen. I'm sure, you know, they're still going to develop it and the AI software, and it will continue to improve. But it's an interesting thing. And when you think of other uses for it as well, as I say, NHS is trialling it for blood deliveries. You know, that's potentially life-saving. So I think it's
Not me getting my Michael Jackson glove delivered by a drone.
Blood.
Yeah.
No.
Not well, drones have taken and spilled enough blood. Around. I'm just really cynical. You know I am. I just can't help it. Give somebody a job. I go to the Middle East, right, or I go to Asia, and there's one person to pack it, one person to do it. They still have it. I don't know if you're old enough to remember where somebody used to actually put the petrol in the car for you and whatever.
I remember when someone used to run with a red flag in front of the car.
What I'm saying, give everybody a job. Yeah. Give everybody a job, these machines, for goodness sake. Okay. Sorry.
So, I've been told I have to be out of here.
No, you're doing very well. I think this is something that people will be fascinated by, and it might be something that I get you to do if you're not too time-in with somebody else separately. But I think drones, and it's a bit like our conversations about AI, it is one that we will come back to. Right. You ready?
Right, yes. So now, one of these things is called a sound core work, and it's deemed to be the world's first coin-size AI voice recorder. Now, I've mentioned this on air before, and I mention it again today. So this thing is ultra-compact. It's in two pieces. The small bit looks like a fat coin, and you wear it, and it records everything. And then it uses AI to summarize it for you. It can tell when there's two voices in a conversation, it differentiates them and tells you speaker one, speaker two, or, you know, the names of the people. It can do, I think, about 100 plus different languages as well. So if someone pipes up in a different language, I think there's over 200 spoken in London, so it will do all these different languages as well. Now, the reason I mention this now is not to do a full review of it, and we don't have time. This has a list price of £180. Last time I looked at it, it was £150. Today, when I checked it, it was £89.99, which is 40% off even the normal price, not much less the RRP. So I don't know how long that offer's on for, but I didn't want to wait for a full review before I flagged it, just in case anyone wants.
Yeah, I mean, I've got the link here, and I've got to take it up because I think people are listening and they don't fully understand what it can do.
Yeah, and it's true because it's quite clever. The idea is it can record continuously or whenever you just tap it and you wear it. It's a recorder, but the smart bit of it is not just that it's very small, but you get the transcription service with it. So it uses a GPT-based speech to text transcription, and it can summarize it. And so let's say you have a video consult with your doctor, and then you forget everything afterwards, or at least I do, you know, and this will remind you what was said, what you agreed to do, what they were going to do.
Do I have to ask for consent?
I'm not a legal expert, but my understanding is in the UK, you can make recordings for your own private use, not for publication.
But if they see, hear, recognise, they're going to have a problem, aren't they? I see, when I went for physio the other day, and he's got a machine, as Trevor, where we mainly talk about football, and I laugh at him. But every now and then, he'll say third vertebra, da 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 da, and it works out what's nonsense, i.e., the football, and it focuses on the stuff. Mm-hmm. It can do that. But this does full transcripts, does it?
full transcription, and then it allows you to make use of the information, you know, so it's not just a dumb recording that you then have to go through and annotate, you know, right. what was okay. said. So, yes, there
right,
are
so issues. I could take it and put it into AI then, could I?
It does, yeah, but that's what it does. It does it itself.
What does this mean in English?
What does it...
No, I mean, could I say... No, because quite often things are explained to you, and you kind of go... If you've ever gone into a doctor, and I know you have... Not necessarily for yourself, and you get the energy, but you don't technically know what it means. You could find out that way.
Yeah, you could do, but for me, the most important thing is, you know, an AI can characterize the conversation. It can remind you of all the things that you thought about, or highlight the significance of something that was said that maybe you didn't yeah. pick up on.
Yeah.
So I think it's great. I mean, you know, I'm very. Privacy focus as an individual, but I took a decision, I told you about this some time ago, that I was going to be completely candid with AI systems, or at least the ones that
I've not got to that level yet. I'm scared.
Yeah, well the ones that, you know, you mean Google? No, I won't do that with Gemini 3, for example, because there's no way of having it remember your conversations without having it then using your data for training purposes, unless you take a Google Workspace account, which is a business account, more expensive. Whereas ChatGPT, it can remember your conversations. You can have projects and you know, different subjects to talk about, and still you can prevent it from training on your data. So, but I took that decision. The reason I took that decision is I actually hope and believe that it will help me save money. It will help me with my health. I might even live a bit longer, you know, and so my privacy isn't available for a free app or a digital bauble. But when the stakes are that high, I think it can be worthwhile. Right. Can I do
yeah,
another one?
Yeah,
we've got
yeah,
time?
Yeah, yeah, please go.
Okay. This is an unusual thing. So it's from Akara. We've talked about this company before, AKARA. And they've made a new little super sensor called a P100. Now, this thing, it's kind of a bit hard to get your head around in the beginning because it's so versatile. It can be used to sense when a window is left open or a door is open, that sort of thing. And you know the way those things normally work, they have two parts and yeah. the magnetic field between yeah. them. This doesn't work like that. This sensor measures the orientation of the sensor, whether the sensor is moving or has moved, whether it has fallen, and whether it is vibrating, or whether someone has tapped it three times, right? And you can choose in the app which of those things you want it to measure. And then that means that you can do some really clever things with it. For example, if you put one on the flap of your mailbox, you can tell when someone has put mail through your letterbox. If you put it on the door of a medicine cabinet of someone, maybe a vulnerable adult that you're responsible for but don't live with, you can tell if they have or have not opened their medicine cabinet. If you put it on the fridge or freezer door, you can detect when it's been opened, when someone is raiding and stealing your food, or more to the point, when they've left the door open. You can do valuables protections. If you've got a safe or a jewelry box or a camera bag, you can put it, attach the sensor to any one of those. You can tell if your safe door has been opened, or if your camera has moved inexplicably, you know, you're out and your flatmate has gone into your room and started moving things out, you can actually tell, and you don't have to have a sort of cameras in all parts of the house. It's attached to the item itself, so it's really flexible. Costs £30, or at least that's the list price. It's brand new, so I expect it to come down a bit in price once it becomes more common. At the moment, you have to get it from the Akara store, which is eu.akara.com, and you need a little hub to get these things going. So this is part of a smart home system, so you get a hub, but you can get a hub for about £30. So you get a hub with a one-off cost, and then you can, it's a bit like, imagine like the sensor equivalent of Lego. Like, you can just buy bits when you need it and just add it on as and when you can afford it. You don't have to buy it all at once. But the reason I like Akara, and most people have never heard of them, frankly, but they're two things. One is their sensors and their smart home stuff is really sophisticated, you know, miles ahead of other people. And the second thing is it's ecosystem agnostic. And what I mean by that is that it doesn't matter what smart system you're already using. If it supports Matter or Thread, which are these sort of generic standards, then it will work with it. So it enables you to bridge the gap between, you know, Google and Meta, for example. You can do some remarkable things. I think I need to stop now.
About 2 minutes ago. Don't worry about it. Two minutes with you is worth a lifetime.
Ella, I'm so sorry.
Don't apologise to her.
It wasn't my fault.
She's got far too much, but she's a bully. She intimidates me. Please tell us about the podcast, because I think that you do full detailed breakdown on multiple things on there.
Yep. www.gadgetdetective.com. If you want to hear the podcast, please go there. Thank you so much.
And how's it going?
Very well. Yeah. Busy.
You're so humble.
You're still angling for an invite onto the podcast.
I just don't know. Anytime you want a little fire on there, somebody to annoy you, get you to raise your voice, change your tone, I am your man. This is Beeps Radio. Thank you, Fancy. Talk again in a couple of weeks.